Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sweet Star. I'm right here from the Iconic Radio Show. And today I would like to talk about confidence levels, okay? We cannot let our confidence levels be determined by the way a person feels or views us. We got to stop giving people that type of power. We got to stop putting that type of power into other people's hands, because ultimately, if somebody else, their opinion of you can determine how you feel about yourself, it is a huge problem. Hi, my name is Stardom, and I am a life coach. My goal and my job is to guide you through this thing called life and help you feel a little bit better about yourself. Now, let's jump straight into this, you guys. I be speaking all from experience. Once upon a time, many moons ago, your girl was a type where I was in love with this person, right? And they made me feel ultimately so bad about myself, so low about myself. It was a hard time picking myself up and really seeing my own value, because I honestly feel like that person could no longer see my value in me. But guess what? It's a personal problem. That's their personal problem. That has nothing to do with me, right? That's what I need you guys to understand. The way that a person feels about you, that is a personal problem. It's about the way that you feel about yourself, the only thing that matters. And if it's things that you feel like you could improve about yourself, first of all, never let it come from another person's, okay? Never let it come from another person's thinking. But if you feel like, what do you feel like? Insert name here, blank. Feels like I could change this about myself. I can improve this about myself. For me personally, it was getting into shape, y'all. I was getting out of shape to the point where, and let's keep it real right here. Have you ever, you know, lacked on your working out and everything, and you found yourself gaining a few extra pounds, and it's like you don't realize it. Like, you know you got bigger, but since you're inside of your own body, you don't realize that it has gotten that drastically, right? In your pictures, you still feel like the same you, but you do notice that you got a couple pounds compared to maybe you around old friends, or you see family every blue moon and they're like, wow, like you done packed on some weight. It got to the point where people were, I don't even want to say complimenting me, but they were commenting. Notice the difference between complimenting and commenting, because people would throw shade too, but that's a whole different vlog. So yeah, people were commenting on my weight change, and it took me to really like diagnose and look at my pictures, and I was just like, I don't really see what everybody else is seeing. I don't understand how it got that drastic for people to be randomly telling me this. I was around an old classmate, and back in high school, we used to be the exact same size. You guys, I weighed 103 pounds soaking wet back in high school, right? So I was just looking like, you know, I went around her and she was just saying, some people are bold with it. They just like, Star, like you done gained a lot of weight. Oh, okay. So I'm thinking, you know, I'm thickums, I'm this and that. Like, okay, I'm glad I don't weigh 103 no more. No shade to you if you do. Everybody's body frame and everybody's mentality and goals are different. But what I'm saying is, I thought this was best for me at the time. But then I went to the doctor. I had health scare. I was diagnosed as pre-diabetic. I realized that I was running out of breath faster. Like me just going from the basement to the top floor. Like me running up and down the stairs. You know, me catching up with my kids and running with my kids. Like, it started to get harder for me. Whenever I did try to, work out, it started to get harder for me, to the point where I was like, yeah, I have to make a serious change. So you know what? Within that same season, I got my butt up. I started working out every day. I started walking every day. I started doing crunches every day. Like, I just did the dang old thing. 100 crunches, 30 to 45 minutes of walking. I ran 3 marathons this season. Like, I was really getting on top of my health. I do see the weight starting to melt off. It started off very slow, but now the more that I'm consistent with it, I do see a drastic change, especially in my face. And I posted a picture on Facebook, and somebody who I never even met before in real life, but we're real good Facebook friends. You know them type of friends where y'all don't know each other, but y'all know each other. She commented and she was like, wow, Star, like you lost a lot of weight. You look good. And I was just like, thank you. And it got to the point where even with my old shell, because that's what we're going to call it, because I bloomed into this beautiful butterfly, right? So back when I was a caterpillar inside of that old shell, it got to the point where these face editing apps and stuff, I knew that I wasn't all the round satisfied with the weight that I had gained. But I used to, you know, edit my photos and everything, do a slimmer face, maybe a slimmer body. But nowadays, Star does not edit anything as far as like, you know, facial features or body or, you know. So the fact that I didn't even edit anything. I didn't try to make my waist smaller. I didn't try to make my face slimmer. And the fact that people could still see it, like my improvements, it felt really good to me, right? You ultimately feel great about yourself when you know that you are trying your best. And it's okay if you are in a bigger body, but I just want to make sure that doesn't come along with depression and knowing that you could try better, but you just in that funk not to. You're not going to feel bad. You're not going to feel good about yourself if you just, you know, sitting there and there's things that you could be doing to improve your overall mental health, your physical health. You got to get to it because you're not going to feel great. You're not going to feel great at all. And then when somebody else comes along and they point it out, you're going to feel even lower. So that's why we need to stay on top of our health and fitness so we can build up our own self-confidence. Baby, you can't tell me nothing now. Ooh. Even if I'm not at my ideal weight, you can't tell me nothing now because I'm taking the steps. You can't tell me nothing now because I get in that gym. You can't tell me nothing now because I cut out sugar and I eat healthier. You cannot tell me nothing now. You can't tell me nothing because I look good. I feel good. I feel like, you know, 5 years younger. I feel like I'm back in my 20s. I feel like I'm able to do the best that I could do with my life. The best that I could do with my life. That's the important part. It's not the life that other people perceive or other people feel like you should be at. It's the best that you can currently do with your life. That's the only thing that matters. So getting back to what I was saying, as long as you're trying your best, because if you sit in that funk, it's going to start affecting your mental health as well. If you're not on top of your physical health, it's going to start affecting your mental health. You guys, everybody can do something. I understand if you have some type of medical issues, you know, even if it comes with just meditating, just spending time, you know, just really getting intertwined with your body, just really getting in sync with your body. Everybody can do something. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to really look at this thing called life. Like, everybody has their own journey and their own path, and I am one with myself. The most important thing you can be is one with yourself. You could be on your own team. Never ever team up with someone else against you. Never ever sit up here and let a person dog you out and you agree that, oh yeah, because that person ain't pointing out their flaws if you notice it. It's not a team effort. It's not like, oh yeah, sus, we both need to do this. Oh yeah, babe, we both need to. No, they're pointing to you and they're talking about the things that you can improve. But what about them? They feel like their self-love is already up there and they're content. Even if you feel like it's some things that they can improve or change about themselves. Like, okay, well, babe, your stomach ain't, is dang near not as flat as mine. But is he going to point that out though? No, because he's happy with himself. He feel like, hey, you know, I'm at work all day. I'm living in these boxes, I'm this and that. That is my exercise. He content, right? But he don't say nothing about you out. You out in the garden 24/7, and you trying to play. Hey, them pulling up roots and them edging and this and that is hard. Y'all like that? It's hard. So you can't let a person discredit the effort and the work that you have been doing. That's ultimately where I'm trying to get at. As long as you do the work, baby, the pressure will be applied and you will slowly but surely see results. Now, that's as far as the physical aspect. If it comes with careers and baby, whatever gets your bills paid, whatever keeps food on your table, don't ever compare yourself to another person's career or let them compare you to their career or other people, okay? I don't care if you work from home. I don't care if you're focusing on your hobby and you're trying to turn it into a career. If your bills is paid, then it be so it be, right? That's just it. Everybody got their own journey, right? Because ultimately you can work a 9-to-5, right? And at the end of the day, you got $50 worth in your bank account. You got $50 left versus you being an entrepreneur. And at the end of the day, you got $50 left in your bank account. If y'all got the same amount, right? The difference between you and them is their pay is consistent. That $50 at the end of all the bills, this and that, that's where it's going to be at, right? But yours can fluctuate. Some months it might be a little bit less, you know, I'm not going to hold you. But then if you keep applying that pressure and you stay consistent, it could be way more than that. So stop letting people try to convince you that you're choosing the wrong path the path in your life as long as you know that you're doing something positive. Now, I'm not talking about constructive criticism where you are going down a deep, dark path and people who love you, they realize that and they're trying to help you get on track. No, I'm talking about you know that you're doing something positive and people don't quite understand you. But at the same token, it's still helping you keep afloat. It's still helping you keep level and you're still stable with it. If they don't understand you, it's not meant for them to understand. Baby, look at all these vlogs. Do you feel like I honestly have a whole camp team of people, you know, who I know in my personal life, and they're sitting up here like, yeah, Star, can't wait till the next vlog come out, can't wait till you drop the next song? No, the most supporters that I have are strangers. Ooh. The most supporters you're gonna have is strangers compared to family and friends. So you might as well just buckle up. Don't even try to do it for a show and continue doing what you love to do. Don't worry about how many books is gonna sell. Get it out, do the pressure, try to pass it out, you know, sell it to as many strangers as you can. Don't worry about family and friends. A lot of the times, not all of them are going to support you in what you do if they had not been doing it, right? If that guy is really not supporting you in your lifestyle and your lifestyle habits, if they're healthy habits, let him go. Stop letting him tear you down. Let him go. If you know that you're doing everything, this even comes from the housewife role, right? You know you're doing everything, right? He want to throw his job in the face, but you watching the kids 24/7, you homeschooling. That is a job, okay? Whether you a stay-at-home mom and your kids go to school versus if you a stay-at-home mom and you homeschool, that is a job. So if he come home from his shift at the end of the day and he expect you to have it all together, you done already cooked, you clean, you play with the kids, you did their homework with them, but you left a few dishes in the sink and then he want to still point at that. Like, it bothers him so bad. It nags, you know, he's nagging you about it. It's just, you're so sloppy with it. Don't let a person tear you down. Don't let that determine your self-worth as a mother or as a wife. It is okay. Let's normalize to say, I chose this life for myself, but it is some things. There are some things that I could change, even if those things are people. Ooh, are y'all ready for that conversation? Sometimes we like the title more than we like the lifestyle. Yeah, sometimes we like the title more than we like the lifestyle. We get comfortable, right? We get comfortable because it feels like it's something. My ladies, when y'all in relationships, y'all get comfortable because even though the dude is being narcissistic towards you and he's telling you all these unhealthy things, you feel like you're honestly starting to believe that you cannot do better, which is a lie. But that's the way he make you feel based off the way that he treats you. So you feel like, oh, this is the best I'm going to get. Dang, ain't no dude going to want to be with me and this and that and blah, blah, blah. Baby, you a dime plus nine. Like, for real, don't let that person come in your life and then just treat you like you're a consolation prize. They just treat you like they're doing you a favor by staying with you. The real jizz is, why are you still with me if I'm that bad of a catch? Why are you still messing with me if you feel like you don't want me? And definitely to my ladies, do not be with a man who sit up here and tell you that he does not want you, but then you still giving him the best parts of you. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. You're doing more for him than he's doing for you. And that is not okay. It's time to cut that out, okay? We're going to go off after people who naturally are attracted to us and that we naturally attract and we're attracted to them. It's supposed to be in sync. And that's how I want everything in my life and in your life to be in sync. I want you to be in sync with your career. I want you to be in sync with your healthy habits. I want you to be in sync with the people that surround you. If you can choose something, choose it wisely. I understand some things in life we cannot choose, but do not worry about the things that we cannot change. But if you can choose something, be sure to choose it wisely. That goes with spouse, that goes with career, that goes for physical, mental health. You can choose the way that you decide to think. I've been in deep dark funks before, baby. I'm not telling you anything that I have never experienced. Just because I'm a life coach don't mean that I have not lived. That don't mean I have studied all of this human nature and I haven't been inside of the whole shabam myself. I've been inside of this myself. I've been inside of the things that I speak about. I really don't like talking about things that I don't know anything about, okay? So when your girl talk to you, I know exactly what I'm talking about. So let's just start there. Second of all, I just really want people to learn that this is the body, this is the frame, this is the piece that God has given me. And it is my duty to elevate it and to explore every obstacle that he puts me through so I can find my overall path that was designed for me. That is what your purpose is. That is why you're here. If anybody wants to know what your purpose is, I just said it. I just said a mouthful. And that was freestyle off the top of the dome, so no, I cannot repeat it. But no, that is your purpose, y'all. And it's time for us to understand our worth and our purpose. Stop letting people get you down. Sometimes if you in your deep, dark funk, you'll think about what people said to you in your childhood. They used to pick on you. You'll think about what people said in your early adulthood, your late adulthood, your later years, your ex-husband, your ex-boyfriend. Stop it. It's about how you feel about yourself. I have this thing where if I had certain mental abuse traumas, like, and when I say this, I mean from like an ex-boyfriend, and he tried his best to tear me down and this and that. That is my ex, and I have moved past, and that trauma left when I was over and done with that relationship. I don't think about it. I don't let it weigh on me. I don't let it replay in my head. I'm not gonna sit up here with a new dude and be like, oh well, dang, maybe I do dress tacky, maybe I this and that. No, because another person gonna love you for you. But it all starts about loving yourself and letting that hurt go. You have to heal before you jump into anything else with anybody. If your old friends hurt you, baby, heal before you jump into a new friendship. That's just the way it go. You have to heal yourself. That way you won't be so triggered all the time with every littlest thing, right? And also, when you're healed, you know how to respond to things calmly, and you know how to see the red flags of repeated pattern, right? You know how to deal with it this go round. If I wasn't healed from my ex, every little thing with a new man, I'll be looking out the corner of my eye. But nowadays, I just know how to peep game, and I handle it appropriately, right? I don't have to spaz out. I don't have to go crazy. I don't have to blow up your phone. I don't have to stalk you. And I have lived. I'm talking about back in my early 20s, baby. I'm watching your stories. I'm watching your Snapchat. I'm watching your Facebook. I'm trying to see if you added any new friends. I used to go through the phones, the whole shebang. I'm not doing none of that these days, right? Everybody is innocent in my eyes until proven guilty. But then once you proven guilty, I have to... sentence you appropriately, and I gotta stand down on 10 toes, right? I gotta give you your verdict, your judgment in my life. And I gotta move about that accordingly, and I gotta stand on 10 toes about that. I can't go back and forth. I can't say, oh, I'm done with you, then go back with you, and you make me feel like less than a human being. And that's what I'm trying to say. Cut them people out of your life that makes you feel less than a human being. I don't care if they say that they were joking. You are not joking. You are toxic. I don't care if they try to say it with a laugh and a smile. That hurt my feelings, and that should be common courtesy not to talk to me that way. Obviously, you lack a respect level. There's two different respect levels between you and I, and that's not cool with me. I don't want that type of negative energy inside of my life. I have a different picture of the person that I want to pursue. Ooh, come on now. I'm speaking to somebody. I have a different picture of the person that I would like to pursue, and that is not you. You don't fit the boxes. You don't check the boxes. Normalize us being the ones who accepts and reject people. Stop always waiting for somebody to accept and reject you. It can't always be like that, boo-boo. Sometimes you have to choose. You have to pick and choose all the time if you want that person, if you want to allow that person in your life. It goes both ways. So why are you sitting up here dealing with a person who you know does not accept you into their life, but then you still giving them the okay, baby? This is not a talent show. This is not American Idol. Don't let somebody sit on the panel and judge you while you perform for them. Don't stop doing it, right? It goes both ways. It's a job interview both ways. And if they're not the best candidate, it's okay to say this is not working, right? It's okay to say I'm gonna hire somebody else, or I'm gonna focus on my own business for a while. But you don't have to. That's the thing. We lock in with loyalty with people who don't deserve it. And we got to stop doing it. So this is a perfect time to throw my book in there for all of my ladies going through this type of stuff. If you know that you need to leave that boy alone, but at the same token, you have these urges to call him, text him, reach out to him, order my book now on Amazon. It is only $5.99 at the moment. Many reasons to leave that boy alone. Also, my fellas, I have a book called Many Reasons to Leave That Chick Alone. Both of these books are 120 blank pages with the lines, and you can fill them out as many lists, you know, as you want to do. It could be multiple relationships. It could be just one relationship. You can compare and contrast the difference between multiple partners so you can know what to do, what and what not to do next time, right? But it all starts with getting this book. And this is something that I wish that I had back in the day. And I'm so glad that I came up with this. This helps you become an overall better person inside of relationships and more successful within them. Oh, I'm spitting today. Somebody say, yes, Star, you getting it. But yeah, many reasons to leave that boy alone. I will put all of the links and everything in my description box below. Also, make sure to check out my website. That will be in the description box as well. You can hear my stories of the weeks. You can hear my songs of the week, my song of the month. Just go ahead and check it out. I am an artist as well. And I make the type of music, but it's going to make you bop. But at the same token, it's going to be some real stuff. And at the same token, it's going to boost confidence. And ultimately, that is why I am here. So if you listen to the end, please drop a heart, a yellow heart, and a star in the chat box below. And that just lets me know that you listened until the very end. I support you guys. And I support those who support me. I appreciate you. Welcome to the community. If you got any type of vlogs or anything going on, please let me know in the comments. And I'll go over to your page and check you. I subscribe. Look, I ain't too proud to not support my people who support me. I always will do that. I will forever have that in me, you guys. So, also, answer my question below. Have you caught yourself allowing a person who tried to tear down your confidence? Or have you ever been in a situation where a person tried to tear down your confidence and it was obvious? It was either jealousy. A lot of people are jealous of you. We already know how that story go. Or it just seems like they were so angry, like they had a secret hatred for you that they tried to make you feel like less than a human being, and you couldn't really quite put your finger on where all this animosity was coming from. It's like, it's almost as if they're not healed, but then they won't leave you alone at the same token. Many of us have different stories, so I would love to hear about your story below, to the point where the time a person tried to take your confidence for you. I love you guys. Thank you for watching until the end, and until next time, sweet star, start them out.